Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Ogletree Deacons Global Solutions podcast. Today, my colleague Katie Krause and I are going to be talking about the rollout of the COVID vaccine globally and the issues that these might pose for employers in the Europe and North America region. I'm Rebecca Emery. I am an associate in the Ogletree Deacons London office, specialising in employment and data protection law. And with me, I have Katie Krause.
Thanks, Rebecca. Yes, I'm Katie Krause. I'm an associate in the Ogletree Deacons Atlanta office, and I specialize in labor and employment litigation.
As I said, today, Katie and I are going to run through a few of the key issues that the impending vaccination for coronavirus is bringing up for employers, both in Europe and the US, and how we think that you can start to proceed with encouraging or perhaps mandating that employees get the vaccination, depending on your location. So I think we're going to start with a little rundown of how healthcare operates in Europe and the US and the contrasting situations in these jurisdictions. So where I am in Europe, healthcare, as some people will know, but some people listening won't, is mostly a governmental issue. Healthcare is paid for by general taxation and is free to most citizens in Europe at the point of use, and that includes vaccinations. So currently, government healthcare systems in Europe have control over how vaccines are distributed and who is going to receive them and when, and there are no commercially available supplies of vaccine in Europe. Katie, I think, you know, healthcare works a little bit differently where you are. Can you talk to us about that?
So I would say that it's the opposite of how it is in Europe here. Healthcare is private in the United States. The FDA has issued emergency authorization for two COVID-19 vaccines, and the CDC is issuing recommendations about who should get these vaccines when. Also, because these vaccines were funded with taxpayer money, they actually will be free to United States citizens. The vaccines, whoever distributes the or administers the vaccines can charge an administrative fee, but that's all that American citizens should pay for them. But the vaccines aren't being given out by the government. They'll be distributed mostly at pharmacies, just how American citizens would normally get their annual flu vaccine.
So this is a sort of slightly rare case in the US where it's not paid for by your employer's insurance on this occasion, or would insurers pay where available and then some of them are free if there's a need?
No, in this case, the vaccine doses are supposed to be given at no cost. Your insurance company shouldn't have to pay. But like I said, the vaccine providers could charge an administration fee for administering the vaccine, and that you could, your insurance company could cover those administrative fees. So yes, you're right. I mean, it is rare in the United States. This isn't typically how we operate.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing something similar across Europe when it comes to how the vaccine is being administered. This is a little bit out of the usual. In Europe, you tend to see people will go to their GP if they're ill, if they need a vaccine, and it's just usually available. But that's not quite the case with the COVID vaccine, because we have limited stocks of this vaccine, already approved vaccine, rolling into the country. Currently, I believe the UK has about a million doses in circulation, and of those, they think they've administered 500,000. So the way that we're rolling out the vaccine here is that priority groups have been selected by the government. And it's true to say across Europe, mostly priority groups consist of the elderly, the clinically vulnerable, and frontline healthcare workers. So at the moment, for employers in Europe who are wondering, can I get my staff vaccinated? Can I get them back to the office quickly? Is there a way I can pay for this privately? The answer is no. This is not like the flu jab, where every year there are some commercially available stocks. At the moment, the stocks are entirely controlled by government, and they are vaccinating very limited groups of people. And I don't know how you anticipate that happening in the States, Katie. What's the situation there?
Well, so yeah, we also have priority groups. Right now we're in phase 1A, and that is limited to healthcare workers and, you know, individuals in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. And so far, those are the only two groups of people being vaccinated, but there are plans in the future to, you know, start rolling it out to other groups and to workers. The next phase, which is phase 1B, will include frontline essential workers. It'll be first responders, teachers, and grocery store employees. And then it also includes, you know, not workers, but people 75 and over. And so that should probably start sometime in January. And then the next phase after that is phase 1C, and that's all remaining essential workers. And that would be, you know, people in restaurants and construction, transportation, that sort of thing. And then also, this isn't catered at workers, but those people 64 to 74, and then people under 64, but who have these high-risk medical conditions. But there isn't a timeline for that last group that I mentioned, phase 1C, just because the CDC isn't exactly sure how much demand there is in the first two groups, the one that's currently being vaccinated, and then this second group that will probably start around January. But I was wondering, when you were talking about Europe, you said right now that it's mostly, you know, the elderly, and is there a timeline or a plan to start vaccinating, you know, either the rest of the population?
Yeah, it varies amongst countries. The UK is setting a timeline of hoping to see about 80% of the population vaccinated by the end of 2021, although acknowledging that's an ambitious target, and when each new phase of vaccination will start is being left very open-ended. So I would say that perhaps end of 2021 is the goal, but whether that will be reached or not is another matter. And similar to the USA, we're seeing the over 75s, frontline healthcare workers, are in this current first tranche of vaccine uptake. Then the age group will drop down to the over 65s and key workers. People like shop workers, dustbin men, the people who keep society running and have to be at their job in a face-to-face way and can't work from home. Then gradually, I think the idea is to drop the age group in 10-year increments if stocks of vaccine are available to allow that to happen. Italy at the moment has just approved a COVID vaccine and is looking to get its first stocks of vaccine in February. And is saying similarly, it will be frontline workers and healthcare workers that they will prioritize when they have that vaccine. Some other areas haven't even approved the vaccine yet. I believe Spain is still in negotiation as to whether to approve the vaccine. So the timeline is variable, but generally the aim that is stated across the European Union is to try and achieve some kind of herd immunity across Europe by the end of 2021. So that would imply that all European nations or EU member states will approve and start issuing vaccines over the coming year. I guess so far we're talking about the sort of willing candidates for vaccination, and the people, assuming people will, when they are offered this vaccine, take it. But that kind of leads us on to the next topic of what employers can do in various jurisdictions if they have employees who say no, either because they're frightened the vaccine hasn't been tested well enough or maybe worried about healthcare implications.
Yeah, I think the United States might be a little bit unique in this. The United States employers in the United States can require that employees get the COVID-19 vaccine and can, you know, either terminate them or bar them from the workplace if they refuse to get the vaccine. But that being said, there are limitations under federal law, you know, on the employer's ability to do this, especially when it comes to employees with disabilities or even religious objections to the vaccine. So, you know, first, that main exception, employees with disabilities, specifically the Americans with Disabilities Act, prevents employers from making disability-related inquiries or taking medical examinations of an employee if they can only make a disability-related inquiry or require medical examinations if it's job-related and consistent with business necessity. So that raised a question when, you know, the vaccine was being developed, if the vaccine was going to be considered this, you know, medical exam or inquiry, because then it would have to be job-related and consistent with business necessity. But the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, has decided that the vaccine itself is not a medical exam for purposes of the Americans with Disabilities Act. But before you get the vaccine, I think we all know that, you know, you'll usually be asked these questions to make sure that there's no medical reason that you shouldn't get the vaccine. And so the EEOC has said that these pre-screening questions are disability-related inquiries because they could elicit information about whether you have a disability. So if the employer itself is administering the vaccine, the employer has to show that these pre-screening questions are job-related and consistent with business necessity. But of course, we know that, you know, a lot of employees are going to receive the vaccine from a third party that has no contract with an employer. So they'll receive it from a pharmacy or at a grocery store or something like that. So that won't be the case in a lot of cases. Going back to what we were talking about a moment ago, if the employer does require vaccines and an employee says that he or she can't get it because of a disability, the employer under the Americans with Disabilities Act will have to accommodate the employee unless the employer concludes that the employee will pose a direct threat to the health and safety of the employee or others in the workplace. You know, even if the employee poses a direct threat, you know, the employer will have to make decisions about if the employee can be accommodated in some way, like working remotely or taking leave under another federal law. So these are all things that the employer will have to consider when it comes to mandating vaccines, but also accommodating, you know, employees with disabilities who can't get the vaccine. And then second, if employees have religious objections to the COVID-19 vaccine, that could raise issues under the under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. So an employee would have to put the employer on notice of his or her sincerely held religious beliefs or practices that prevents them from receiving the vaccine. And of course, these are going to have to be, you know, sincerely held religious beliefs or practices. But if they do that, the employer would have to provide a reasonable accommodation unless the employer can show that, you know, doing so would be an undue hardship. So that's sort of where we are in the United States. Basically, the employer can mandate it, but there are some limitations. So I know that this is not quite the case in Europe. Can you give us a rundown of whether employers can mandate vaccines there?
We actually have the exact opposite situation in Europe. The employees here do have the right to refuse a vaccine, even if their employer is asking them to get it. The basis for this is that all European citizens have an Article 8 right to privacy, which includes the right to bodily integrity. This is a protection that's designed to protect European citizens against the state, should a state ever go rogue, because the state, as we've discussed here, controls healthcare in Europe, and it's a completely separate apparatus to the employment relationship, which leaves employers with a bit of a problem because they have a duty to protect the health and safety of their employees whilst they're in the workplace, but they can't actually force employees to take a vaccination, even though to do so would be probably in the individual employee's best interests in most cases, and in the interests of the other employees that they are working with to prevent transmission of the virus in the workplace. Looking at this from all angles, the right to privacy is pretty much absolute. It's going to be very, very difficult for an employer to tell an employee they must get vaccinated or to even force an employee to reveal their vaccination status if they refuse to do so when asked. The very, very limited exception that we believe may exist to this blanket rule is in healthcare settings, and in the most critical healthcare settings where doctors, nurses, healthcare assistants are looking after extremely vulnerable patients who would potentially die if they caught COVID. In those circumstances, an employer might be able to say to an employee, you must be vaccinated against COVID in order to do this role. Having said that, it's very unclear at the moment whether a refusal by an employee to get vaccinated would give an employer a grounds for dismissal, even from these extremely sensitive frontline healthcare roles. What is more likely is that the employer would be expected to explore every alternative avenue before dismissing an employee for refusing a COVID vaccine. So that might be redeploying an employee to an alternative role, which is less risky. It might be other barrier measures, such as wearing of masks, social distancing, isolation where that's possible, working from home. But it's going to be quite difficult, in fact, very difficult to justify an employer ever saying to an employee in Europe, you must have the COVID vaccine as a condition of your employment. Which is perhaps somewhat surprising to employers in the States and other parts of the world, because it would seem a fairly obvious thing that you would want to protect your employees' health through vaccination where it is at all possible. And I think the other sort of sticky wicket you come across in the EU is whether or not you can even ask employees in the future when they are likely to have been vaccinated, and there are, you know, the general population is far more likely to have received the vaccine, whether before you employ someone, you can ask if they're vaccinated. At the moment, it's entirely unclear whether the exemptions in the general data protection regulation will allow you to ask that question as an employer. Historically, the amount of health data that you've been able to obtain as an employer has been very, very limited. Even in frontline healthcare roles, there is a limitation on how much of this information employers can ask for. And we're really waiting for guidance from the EU Data Protection Board as to whether this will be an acceptable question to ask prospective or existing employees once the vaccine's in wider circulation. So I don't know how it stands in the States there. Once people are likely to have been vaccinated, is this a question you can ask?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're completely different. Employers can ask whether employees have been vaccinated or require proof that they've been vaccinated. Again, the EEOC has said that under the ADA, these aren't disability-related inquiries. So employers can ask whether employees are vaccinated without that being job-related and consistent with business necessity. But if you continued to ask questions, let's say the employee told you that they didn't get a vaccine, the employer couldn't continue asking, you know, why didn't you get a vaccine? Because that sort of question could elicit, you know, disability-related information. But yes, I mean, as a general answer, employers could ask if an employee had been vaccinated. Is there any way that employers, you know, in Europe or at least in the UK could get employees to consider being vaccinated? Is that something that they could do? Or is it totally off limits for employers to even, should they just stay away from vaccinations?
No, I mean, by all means, employers can encourage. And in fact, I would encourage employers to think now, before we're looking at the general rollout of vaccines, to look at education programs within the workforce, to maybe cooperate with whatever unions and work councils exist within their workplace, to start putting out education materials about the benefits of vaccination, and start a dialogue with employees, start taking soundings about the general view of the vaccine, and whether people are saying that they are likely to take it when it's offered. This is entirely permissible in the EU. And that's probably the best approach that an employer can take, is a kind of gentle, cooperative approach, and trying to educate people about the benefits of the vaccine to their personal health and the protection of their families, so that hopefully when the vaccine is available generally, people will take it voluntarily. And I mean, I have to say, the history of vaccines in Europe is that most people do voluntarily take them. We have a high level of trust in our public health systems, And generally, when the public are told this is a thing that will protect you and your health and will protect your loved ones from transmission of a nasty disease, they're quite willing to go and get vaccinated as and when they are offered the opportunity to do so. So hopefully what employers aren't facing is mass refusals and large numbers of people who are going to say no. But if there are those holdouts within the workforce, there are those people who maybe have a little bit of doubt about how quickly this vaccine has been trialed and rolled out to the public, an education program will start to sway them in favor. And that's something that would be encouraged within most workplaces. Other things that employers can consider should they find that they're getting high levels of resistance is offering some small incentives to employees to get vaccinated. They can offer maybe a small cash bonus, an extra day of holiday to those employees who are willing to A, go and get the vaccination when it's offered to them, and B, offer the employer some proof that they have done so. There are limited measures employers can take in the UK to try and ensure that their workforce get vaccinated. And it really is about cooperation and flexibility, I think, and listening if employees have particular concerns that they want to raise and trying to negotiate around those. What's the situation in the States? It sounds like you wouldn't really need to incentivize vaccination as much anyway, but
I think employers could incentivize employees or encourage employees to get vaccines, you know, through these kind of measures. That's something they absolutely could do. And employers may do that. I mean, I think, you know, even though employers can mandate that employees get vaccines, that's a different question, you know, than will they actually mandate or require that employees get vaccines? So maybe employers will use, you know, kind of incentives to, you know, kind of encourage employees to get vaccinated. So, but I think that's something that we'll have to see as the vaccines roll out to more workers in the coming months.
And I think that's the point with all of this at the moment. We're here. We're a little bit this. I call this headlights law. We can only see as far as you can see in the dark with the car headlights at the moment on this one. You know, the situation we have right now practically is the vaccine is not widely available. There are no commercial stocks that employers can get. So there is no practical mechanism for employers on either side of the Atlantic to get their workforce back quicker by getting them vaccinated through private routes, which would be hugely attractive, I'm sure, to many employers out there who are tired of workplace closures and slowdowns because of this disease. But that just isn't yet available. And as and when it does become available, we're going to be dealing in Europe with some perhaps unprecedented employment situations, and in America with perhaps a slightly more familiar situation. But we don't know yet. And I think that at the moment we're in a situation where, as with so much throughout this pandemic, employers need to be flexible. They need to be listening to their workforce, mm-hmm. And trying to educate and engage as much as possible. I think that's the key takeaway for Europe here. I don't know if you have any final thoughts for your side of the Atlantic, Katie.
No, I completely agree. I completely agree that, yeah, flexibility is key.
On that note, we'll wrap up this episode 22 of the Global Solutions podcast. I think it's probably the final one before the holidays. So anyone is listening, happy holidays. And we will be back in the new year with episode 23.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.